From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. The Arkansas Public Service Commission can be thankful this season for some very outspoken electric customers. More than 200, mostly private residents, have written ahead of a big public hearing November 30th on net metering. Commissioners are looking at all kinds of evidence in this case, but as Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media reports, these public comments, they're at the bottom of the pile.
Net metering is an industry term. It's when big electricity providers like Entergy, SWEPCO, and the electrical cooperatives give customers credit back when they put power out onto the grid. So your consumption is offset by your contribution. Of course, you can only contribute if you own solar panels or windmills. The three-member Public Service Commission has to decide whether to keep the retail rate for net metering or reduce it. That is, reduce the size of the credit back to consumers who generate. Here's Chairman Ted Thomas talking about the different levels of what he calls evidentiary value or input the commission will consider.
The general staff of the Public Service Commission and the Attorney General's office are supposed to represent the public interest, which is similar to what the commission is supposed to find. And that is the highest level in terms of evidentiary value. And then below that are public comments.
If that sounds like a paradox, that public comments may not represent the clearest evidence of the public interest, Thomas says, that's because people don't understand utilities very well, even though we all use them.
And folks, you know, they still participate and are entitled to do that under the law.
Some of those folks exercising their rights include letter writer Braden Kennedy of Bella Vista, who says any action that would strip net metering from the citizens of Arkansas is as irresponsible as it is immoral. And this one from Robert Nagy of Hot Springs. The collection of a few thousand dollars a month from the 0.004% of Entergy's customers who have solar systems will have no effect on Entergy's bottom line, he says, but it'll discourage energy consumers. Thomas says it's prudent to keep a, quote, broader look. And when you take a broader look,
we're in the bottom five in terms of energy costs, which is good. We have to be, because we're in the bottom five of income.
To read the public comments or to make one, visit the commission at apscservices.info. Click on public comments on the right and select the docket 16-027-R. The commission meets November 30th for one final hearing before deciding, likely early next year, Thomas says. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.